Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injected in with Cydectin. Get injected in with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing, making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injected with Cydectin. Get injected with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures here this morning. Why don't you kind of tell us just exactly what happened with those cattle and pigs yesterday?
Well, Dave, it was a pretty interesting session, as we saw live cattle and feeder cattle yesterday have their lowest trade of the past 7 sessions. We closed with triple-digit losses for the second straight session. And then after the 1 p.m. settlement took place, news of cash cattle trading in our feed yards pulled the cattle off their lows and pulled some contracts, especially in the live cattle, back into trading on the positive side. Now, it appears that several thousand head of cattle sold at 138 in Kansas and Texas yesterday afternoon. Now, this price equals last week's high. And we also saw yesterday choice box beef up 89 cents, select boxes up $1.38 on a total movement of 103 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 111,000 head to cash feeder index up 31 cents. On the close yesterday, December live cattle $1.40 lower, November feeders down $3.47, and December lean hogs down $1.60.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, the end of October, and it will be a huge celebration of the blue and gold. A large contingent will be coming from Oklahoma, and Ron Hayes will be covering the convention and Oklahoma FFA members from start to finish. Listen for his reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Read web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Follow on Facebook and catch his tweets. His handle is Ron_on_Ron. Our coverage is a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and ITC, your energy superhighway. Well, Tom, as we look at these grain futures from yesterday, kind of a bummer, except for soybeans, which had a pretty nice day yesterday.
That's right. It was interesting yesterday, Dave, that Tuesday's closes were just the opposite of what Monday's were, as the soybean complex closed positive and the wheat and the corn futures closed on the negative side. Now, once again, trading was technical in nature, as there was no new news to move our grains. Now, the U.S. dollar is trading at its highest level of the past 2 months, which is also the midpoint of the contract's high to low range. Now, trading overnight has been mostly negative. Currently, is still negative. December KC wheat down 4 cents. December corn down 2 cents. November soybeans trading 2.25 lower. December cotton is up 29 points. December crude oil 40 cents higher. December dollar index down 14 cents. And December Dow Jones futures up 20 points.
Now, Tom, how do these good folks out there get more information from you?
Well, Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. You have a great day, and we'll check in with you again in the morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.